The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet
Let's get it on.
I've learned a lot. And again, I'm not going to rehash the event again. I think I feel very good about the things I have learned. I also feel really good about what I stand for, as I said yesterday. And I'll be happy to talk about football, but I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it turned out to be just the beginning of a flood of offensive emails that John Gruden sent over a 10-year period that, ironically enough, Brandon Stokely sitting in for a stink today, was part of a different investigation into what's going on with the Washington organization under Daniel Snyder. But in the process of investigating that, a flood of emails between Bruce Allen, an executive with Washington, and John Gruden, the two of them go back to Gruden's first stop with the Raiders, came to light, and it had him calling out Roger Goodell using offensive language, calling out gay people with offensive language, calling out women in football with offensive language. Add it all up, he is out as a coach of the Raiders. And since it's Raider week, I think everybody's first question is, how does this impact the game, if at all?
Well, I think it's a huge impact. You're talking about the head football coach, a guy that's kind of built that program the last few years. And he's also their offensive guy, their offensive coordinator. And I think that's even more so of a blow than just losing your head coach. Who's going to be calling the plays? What is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like for Derek Carr and the rest of that offense? I think that's a big blow offensively. They didn't score a lot of points last week. But obviously they started off the season and they were rolling 3-0 and the offense was looking great. They're making plays all over the football field. Last couple weeks, not so much. But what does it look like against the Broncos when you remove the offensive coordinator and the guy that's kind of the brainchild of that offense? And I think it's going to be a big blow for the Raiders this week.
And don't tell me that they weren't already starting to feel the effects of it with that performance on Sunday.
Certainly looked like it, right?
It certainly looked like it. The way that they had been playing, the way that they played. Coincidence? I think not. Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, I've been involved, and we already met this morning, myself with offensive staff. And we all just have to do a better job. You know, we have to do a better job of coaching these players. We have to do a better job of playing. We're all in it together. I got no qualms with Pat other than, you know, our results haven't been good enough. And we got to find a way to fix that.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So, Stoke, knowing that Shurmur is Vic's guy, he went out and handpicked him because of the relationship, because he wanted to have an OC that he could trust and wouldn't have to worry about after having to deal with that wild card that was Rich Scangarello, who all he did was help Drew Locke go 4-1. I think what I heard yesterday from Vic Fangio qualifies as putting Pat Shurmur on notice.
No,
hey man, the results have got to be better.
I think he is, he is hip to hip with
really?
Pat Shurmur. Yeah, if the ship goes down, they're both going down together, and he realizes that. He knows it. There ain't
Mike
no turning.
Shurmur walked the plank first, though.
What's that?
Mike Shurmur walked the plank first.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Trying to throw incompletion.
If things get hot, like real hot, Mike, I guess it could happen where you're week 10, week 11, and Vic knows he's got to do something to try to save his job. Then Shurmur might go and Shula might go in as offensive coordinator just to try to get something going. But I think they're tied at the hip here. When Vic made that move to go to Shurmur and remove Rich Scangarello as offensive coordinator, he pretty much said, me and you are in this together. You're running the offense. You're the head coach of the offense. And let me just be the head coach of this football team and just run my defense.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. It wasn't easy. It wasn't like we came out just, you know, up and down the field. We had to overcome and fight through some things. He was under pressure. He created plays with his feet, threw the ball away when he had to throw it away. And then once we started going in, you know, when we were in that situation you're talking about, Jamison, we went into our fast mode, no huddle, two-minute type mode. He just came alive, and all of our guys did. I mean, all the guys who made plays, you know, in the offensive line. But it starts with Lamar, and he deserves the credit.
Boy, does he. John Harbaugh, who I'm sure would definitely trade last night's overtime victory just to be able to keep that 100-yard streak alive.
Stop.
Man, when they were getting blown out, when they were getting blown out and they were staying at about 56, I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. This is the football gods. This is karma coming back around, you know, for the stupid lengths you went to extend that streak a week ago. But
you were upset about that, Mike?
That was Bush. But anyway, Lamar Jackson was
boy football.
Brilliant yesterday. So check this out. The Ravens had 500, make sure I have this number exactly correct. I think it was 523. Yeah. The Ravens had 523 yards of total offense,
wow.
Okay? Lamar Jackson passed for 442 and ran for 62.
Wow!
So that's, what, 504 of the 523 yards.
He was unbelievable, especially late.
37 of 43 passing.
Unbelievable. I mean, he started off slow.
Yeah.
He was very inaccurate. Yeah. He was making some bad decisions with the football. Sometimes he should have ran. He tried to throw it. And next thing you know, that fourth quarter, he just got on fire. And, you know, Mike, the whole time I was watching that football game, especially early, and I was watching what the Colts were just doing to the Ravens defense. And I'm looking at Carson Wentz. I'm like, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't do anything. I'm relating it back to the Broncos and what I saw a week ago. And I'm sitting there at home, and, I mean, this is what we look like compared to what the Colts are doing to the Ravens on the road. I'm like, man, it made me take a step back and just kind of reevaluate this Broncos team. And every week's a one-of-one and all of that, but it was a little bit depressing for me, Mike.
Well, the knock on Lamar Jackson, rightfully so, is that he's just not a polished enough passer. And that shows up, especially in the playoffs, especially when they fall behind. Hey, If he's going to throw the football like that and start doing that regularly and do that in the playoffs, game over, man.
But he's got to do it. He's got to go out. You can't do it just every now and then.
Right.
Got to be consistent with it.
Next on the Morning Bro.
JD drives one deep to left field. This is high. This is off the wall. Verdugo will score easily. RBI hit. JD, 5-0 Red Sox.
Ah, it was a glorious night for myself, who came out of the womb loving the Red Sox and hating the Yankees, and for Brandon Stokely, who adopted the Red Sox, sort of, as he moved along as a young baseball fan, and now has a son who is a Yankee fan who has to suck it. So the Red Sox.
Sounds like me, what I was telling them the other night.
Yeah, the Red
Take
Sox.
That for data.
The Red Sox advancing to the American League Championship Series. This was a team who you could have got over under back in March at, like, I don't know, like 79.5 wins or something. And here they are. They've overachieved. Now they're in the American League Championship Series, and we're both smiling about it.
Yeah, I mean, impressive to beat the Yankees in the one-game playoff and then to, you know, I mean, they had to fight into the playoffs and then to take out the Rays, like they did, winning three in a row. It's impressive. You know, they were without their best pitcher for half the season, Sale. And it just, like you said earlier, Mike, it was a bunch of guys that they just kind of threw together. They were awful last year and, it's fun to watch.
Meanwhile, let's go Giants. They, knock off the Dodgers 1-0. So San Francisco, the team that you should be rooting for if you're a Rockies fan, beats the Dodgers 1-0. They take a 2-1 lead. They're one win away from moving on to the NLCS. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, joins us. And he wondered last night whether or not the Raiders knew more about this whole John Gruden email gate and whether or not he should have been coaching on Sunday. Mike will tell us more on his theory next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.